Okay. Toward the end of the day, I might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Right. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll
be a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, I guess.
Okay, you know, not sleeping anymore. I'll
be awake, alert.
Okay. If somebody else is still sleeping and you don't want them to, you might tell somebody, well, so-and-so is still in bed. Why don't you go
and wake him up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, the word take. Maybe a mother comes in and asks the child, why haven't you your medicine?
Taken.
And I say, well, I already
took it.
Are you going to have to some more?
Take.
The person who has trouble hearing things, you say he's just about stoned.
Yeah.
And if I've been working out in the sun, I might come in, take off my shirt, and wring it out, and say, well, look how I
sweated. Perspired.
Okay. Yeah. You have a name for a place you might get on your skin? They usually have a little white core or center that has to be mashed out.
A pimple, a blackhead, or a whitehead, or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that what some people call a boil or rising?
Yeah. Well, rising is just larger, mm-hmm. I would think. Yeah, mm-hmm. Larger. I hardly have risings anywhere on my upper extremities or my lower extremities, from my waist down, mm-hmm. Risings. I don't know whether that's from sports or what, mm-hmm. When I was participating in sports, but I don't think I've ever had a rising from my waist up.
What about that other word I use?
Boy. I heard doctors use that mm-hmm. term. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for the white stuff that you mash out of them?
Puss.
And if a bee stings you in your hand gets bigger, you say your hand did what?
Your hand is swollen. Mm-hmm.
So the bee stung you in your hand mm-hmm. did what?
Swelled up.
Right, you mm-hmm. can almost see it.
Swelling.
Okay, or you could, it's going to.
Swell.
Okay. Oh, talking about a blister, the fluid inside a blister, what mm-hmm. do you call that? So you have to...
Just fluid. Mm-hmm.
You
said drain the fluid. Well, yes, I have had people say water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a person got shot in the arm, you might say, well, he sure has a bad
wound.
Alright. Say if the wound doesn't heal cleanly, might have this white stuff going around the edge that'd have to be cut out or something. Do you have a word for that kind of flesh?
Dead skin. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear the phrase proud flesh?
Yes, I have.
Did that mean anything to you?
No, it didn't when I heard it.
But you have heard them say?
Yeah. Proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. A dark fluid that you might use on a cut, let's say, to prevent infection. What might that be?
Iodine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and a white, bitter tasting powder that you've given for malaria.
That's quinine, right?
Okay. You're talking about a terminal patient. You might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
died.
Okay. Any polite way of saying that, if you didn't want to come out and say, I'm sorry, I heard your husband died, anything you might say?
Well, we heard he passed. I heard you lost your husband. I heard John has left us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about joking or cruise waves or saying, I'm glad the old so-and-so finally
kicked the bucket. Did
you hear a quote?
Yeah, quote. Going where it's supposed to be.
What about this expression? You might say, well, so-and-so's been dead a week now and nobody's yet figured out what he
died of, what was wrong with him.
Right. And the place where people are buried, you call that a
cemetery or graveyard.
What about the box they're doing?
The coffin.